So this Shabbos Hashem Elaine Parshas Balak. Everybody knows the basic story of Parshas Balak. Balak, the king of Moab, hires and engages the services of a fellow by the name of Bilam, a Navi, to try and curse the Jewish people instead of a curse. So bracha comes out. Again, we know the basic outline. There is one pasuk which appears in the first source. It's the Midbar Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Tes. Korah Shachav Ka'ari Uchalavi Mi'ikimenu V'Varchecha Baruch V'Varecha Orer. This is kind of in the middle of Bilam's remarks. Again, these remarks turn out to be a bracha rather than a kala. So the translation of this pasuk, of course, the Archul translation, Perkhov Dalet Pasuk Tes, is he crouched and lay down like a lion club. Who can stand him up? Those who bless you are blessed, those who curse you are accursed. The idea is that there's a reference here to both Shachav and Kima, Shchiva and Kima, and on the basis of that pasuk, or using that pasuk as a centerpiece, the Gemara in Brochus makes a startling comment on the Yud Beis and Beis in the second source. The Gemara says, Omar Abavol ben Zutarti, Omar Yehuda ben Zvida, Vazvida, Bikshu Likvoa Parshas Balak Kriyashma. The Chazal, originally, when they formulated the text of the Tefillah, the Siddur, they wanted to include the Parshas Balak, reading this Sedra, all this whole story with Balak and Bilam, or at least the, it's a question exactly which part of the story. Does it mean just the psukim that are brachas, or the whole story, or whatever, a good part of the story? There was an attempt or a thought that this should be included in the Kriya Shema. Just like we say three paragraphs of Kriya Shema, we actually also say something else in the Torah, Oz Yashir, a little bit earlier, so there was a Hava meaning to incorporate all of this into it as well, every single day. Why did they not do that at the end? Mishum Torah Tzibur. Because it was too difficult for the Tzibur. It was long, a whole Parshas Balak was pretty long, it's a whole Sedra. So there was a concern on their part, what we call Tircha de Tzibur, and that's how I like to speak about this evening. We've all come across the term Tircha de Tzibur, one form or another. But here you have a Gemara saying that the only reason why Parshas Balak was not included in the daily davening was because of Torah HaTzibur, Tircha de Tzibur. Gemara says, my time, why do they want to have a Havamina to include it in the first place? Let's deal with that first. Before we get to Tircha de Tzibur, why do they have a Havamina to include it in the first place? Ilema Mishum de Tzibur, Kael Motziyam Mitzrayim. Maybe because it has Yetzias Mitzrayim in it, which we know is an important daily recollection. But that's not enough, because Lema Parshas Ribbis or Parshas Mishkalos Tetsubahem to Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are other references, much briefer, which have Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Rashi explains in Source 3, again, Brachas Yud Beis and Beis, Parshas Ribbis, Al Tikach Mito Neshach V'Sarbis, it's in Parshas Bahar, V'Samach Lein to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right after that, there's a Pasuk by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yashon Mashal Tzaisi Yashem Eretz Mitzrayim. Same thing by Parshas Mishkalos, that's in Kedoshim, it says, Avnei Tzedek, V'in Tzedek, etc., as Rashi says, and save for the crush, Yashon Tzaisi Yashem. So you have other things that refer to Eretz Yisrael also. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar B'Yosi Baravim, back in Source 2, Mishum Dixiba, Haikra, Arpasik, Kara Shachu, Kara Chavim, Mikimenu. Okay, and it has this phrase, Kara Shachu, that's the key pasuk. So that's why they want to incorporate all of Parshas Balak into the davening. So the Gemara says, okay, so if that's the whole reason, that pasuk, Velema Haipsukha Vesulos, just say that pasuk. I mean, you know, why do you have to incorporate the whole thing? So the Gemara answers, which is a shir in its own right, not for tonight, Gemiri called Parsha the Pasuk of Moshe Ben Paskina, the Lo Pasuk Moshe Ben Moshe Ben Lo Paskina. You don't split up Parshas. We're familiar with the sort of an analog to that called Pasuk, the Lo Pasuk Moshe Ben Lo Paskina. Don't split up Sukkim. We've given shir about that in the past. It's a different subject, but here the Gemara has about a Parsha. Rashi comments, well, what's Kara Shacha, what's it got to do? Why that pasuk is so important? So Rashi says in the third source, Kara Shachar, the Dami LeBishach B'Chov Kumecha, relates to Kriya Shema, because you have the same terminology. Again, look back on the first source, Kara Shachar Kari Uchalavi Miyakimenu. He have a pasuk that makes reference both to Shchiva and Kima, right? B'Shach B'Chov Kumecha. It's very similar to Kriya Shema, so it makes sense to incorporate such a pasuk into the parshas of Kriya Shema as well. As Rashi said, "Damil shachol chlecha shakadosh baruch hu shomreinu mishachbeinu uvkumenu lishkov shleiv mushketim kariyol chalavi." The message of the pasuk is that kadosh baruch hu protected, so we can sit and stand and so on like a lion, comfort. The lion's not afraid of anybody, any other creatures. We don't have to be afraid. But that's the idea. So the Gemara asks, as Rashi says, "The lema haipsuk, just say that pasuk." The leka tarach tzibur, no tichur tzibur, say one pasuk. Answers, we don't split up a parsha. Okay, fine. So here we have a makor for the concept of Tircha de Tzibur. The Marsha in the fourth source, in the Chiddush HaGadol, is there in Brachos Yud Beis and Beis. Again, says like Rashi, Mishum Dixibe High Kor, this is Mechidush HaGadol, Mishum Dixibe High Kor, Korah Shachav, Hainu Kriyash Mashar, Mishum Dixibe Shachvacha, Ukapirish Rashi, Uchlavi Mikimeno, Hainu Kriyash Mashachas, Zizibe of Kumecha, the Hainu Uchlavi Mikimeno, the Vadai Ein Mishimikimo, Elohu Kome, Elo Bizrizus. Okay, no one wakes up the lion, the lion's the king of the beast, no one wakes him up, he gets the trouble, but he gets up Bizrizus, right, that's the first phrase in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the opening pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch, the opening phrase in the Shulchan Aruch. So nobody wakes up the lion. He comes. So we should get up with that same reasons. The time Kriyas Shachar Shel Yavar Zman. The Shuv Matzos the time Chumah. They quote something else. He found in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ma'isi Korda Le'Elminei refers to a previous pasuk, which also has a similar expression here in Parshas Balak. I printed it in source 5, the Pasuk in Parakhav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dal, a little bit earlier. Hein am kilavi yakum v'chari yisnasa. Right? And then back to the Marashah, who nachon tfebe drives in a kriyash mashashachas arvis. That's a little even better. Because here it's speaking about the person himself getting up, not being awakened. Okay, hein am kilavi yakum v'chari yisnasa lo yishka v'al yochal ter v'nam chalanish. Again, reference shachov kumecha. Okay, whichever Pasuk, that's the Marashah says. A very interesting comment to the Pnei Yoshua. I put it in because it relates to something we spoke about a number of weeks ago. Those were here. We spoke in Parshas Mahaloscha about Zechiras Maisa Miriam, remembering the story of Miriam. That appears at the end of Parshas Mahaloscha. So it's interesting. Pnei Yoshua notes, why does the Gemara quote that one pasuk, right? We have back in source 1, Kar Shachav Kari. So he says, Lechora near the Lav Haipsuk Lechud Kamer, the Hayesh Laski Gamkein Kor, the Kel Motim Mitzrayim, the Habe Tartel Tivuso. He says that pasuk is even better. There are two good things, because it has Inyan Yitzis Mitzrayim and Ushchiva Vekima. Right, it has the Shachol Kor and the Tzitzim Tzayim, so it relates very much to Kriyashma. The Av Sheini Kedai, even though I'm humble, so the Pnei Yeshua, Mikomikim Nira, Mamazet Tamua. The whole word is strange here. What's this about? Lomar Shabikshu, Ligwal, Parshas, Balak, Kriyashma, Mishum, Hai, Kor, the Yassiz, Mishayim, Mishchiva, Kima, the Mabakach. Kama, Kor, Ki, Hai, Gavna, Shkechon, Tuba. You look through the Torah, and maybe in Nach, you'll find many Psukim. What's the whole Gemara? The Pnei Yeshua is the whole Gemara is strange. Again, it's the Pnei Yeshua there in Brachas. So what's going on? The Pnei Yeshua says, what's the whole Havanina here? Have you found the pasuk that has a reference indirectly, Shechiva, Kima, Yitzis, and Shechiva, big deal. Right? He says, I'm not any Kedai, the Gemara does it. He said, well, L'chorah nearly bezeh, Dibelav hachi hayatzad chiyav lahaski inyan balak b'chol yom kidekamar micha liyisrael. He refers to a pasuk of micha, which I printed in source 7, which is in the haftarah of this sedja. The haftarah of Parshas Balak contains the pasuk in source number 7, micha paragraph pasuk hey. Ami zechor na mayot balak melech moav. That's why it's in the haftarah, right? Ami zechor na mayot balak melech moav. Ameon asal bilam ben bormi nashitva ra gilgal. Mandas tzidkos Hashem. He quotes this, pasuk does the Pnei Yoshua. Should we go back to it? He says, Mashma, what does it mean? Ami Zechor No. There's a tzibur. It's in Navi. It's true. It's not in the Torah. But the Navi quotes, the Navi Micha quotes a directive. Ami Zechor No. Remember the events of Balak and what happened with Balak and Bilam and everything. So back to the Pnei Yoshua, four lines in the bottom towards the end. He says, Mashma Sheyesh Sad Chiv Lezochro. There's some kind of a Chiv here. V'afak of the Pasuk, quite can remember the Chiv Belev Komar. Even though the Pasuk could be understood to mean, yeah, mentally, call it, you know, in your mind, the Komokan came under the Ashim Bishami, the Korob, the Hagiso Yom Alayla, Shahigos Yom Alayla, Shavin, the Chayvah, the Pasha, Sitzes, Lo Shaykh, Lom of Alayla, Kadipli, Yitarim, Asnisin, the Besama, Mishum Hachi, Bikshul, Bo Yosef, Pasha's Bolok, Kadesh, the Hagos, Yom Alayla, Shavin, and Bafta saying Havim, says the Pnei Yoshua. He said, Pasha of Sitzes, the third Pasha, is not totally relevant to both Kriyashma in the morning and Kriyashma night. It's relevant to the morning, but it's not relevant to the night. Has it his Mitzrayim in it, but Sitzes, this is only a daytime mitzvah, right? But a lot of tzitzis. So that's the whole question, even with the maskirin tzitzis mitzvah alayis. We know from the Seder, we quote that Mishnah HaGadah. Maskirin tzitzis mitzvah alayis, Hagan Tzatumel, says the Pnei Yoshua could avoid the whole problem. Don't use that parsha, which has a portion that's really not relevant tonight. Use this parsha, Balak, which is relevant tonight as well. Okay, but anyway, the idea is, says the Pnei Yoshua, that was the Havamina. And it's interesting, I'll just mention as an aside, you know, you look at our Siddur, I say, I mean, Ashkenazic Siddurim, the Ashkenazic Siddurim have printed at the end of Shacharis, we call Sheish Zechiros. after the Shish Hayom. There's a lot of other pages there. So among the different things printed are the Sheish Zechiros, six things we're supposed to remember. You look in certain Sfardishes of Durim, there are ten. That's the Zechiros. And one of the extras is this pasuk. They say, Zechiros Maisa Balakubilam. Dixiv, this pasuk in Micha, source 7, Micha Parakvah, pasuk K, Ami Zechor, no, you have a Siddur Homa, not Sfardi, Chsidish Sfard, I mean, Eidot HaMizrach Sfard, you know, Sfardim, you have a Yemenite Siddur, or the Siddur of Rav Yosef, and other Sfardish Tamanichalam, they have the 10 Zechiros, they have others, and one of them that's added is this, as the Prayer Yeshua says, no, that's why the Gemara had such a Havamin, it's included in the daily davening that someone's supposed to remember. And moreover, he refers to Yerushalmi, the very end of that Prayer Yeshua, in source 6, refers to Yerushalmi, that we have reference to this, Bittorah Unavim, Uksuvim. Take a look, I printed the Yerushalmi here in source number 8. We do say that possibly at the beginning. So what about this Gemara's concern? So that they say, that's a shear in its own right. What does it mean? We don't split up a parsha. What do you mean? We do split up parshas.
But also, you mentioned the Sheikh Shapiro's in Davin. So that's one of that's part of the 10. But the Rosh Hashanah brings down that Zohar, based on the Zohar, that the six are mentioned, Shabbos, the Yom.
Right, he has different things in there, and Abba Rabba.
Four.
So right, that's how we get away with it. But we the Ashkenazim don't...
If you count it up, you'd have the ten, just like Matovu was around.
Oh, maybe. Okay, Ken's on. I don't know. A little bit of the Sfaradis isn't talking like print then at the end of Shabbos. It's interesting. But anyway, let's take a look at the Yishalmi that the Pei Yeshua quotes, source number 8. It's in Brachos Perak Al-Alach Ahei. So it said, I've tested the pages of Yishalmi in the Vilna, Rav Shmuel bar Nachman Shem Yehuda bar Zuda b'din ha-yushu karen parashas balaku b'lim chol yom. Same statement, just by a different Amora. It should have been the parashas balaku b'lim read every day. Menim ha-ein karen social ha-atrich ha-tzibur. And Rav Chuna Amar, why did Eshaksiba Shiva Kima? It has the Shiva and Kima. Rav Yossi bar Rabun Amar, Eshaksiba Yitzis Mitzrayim. It has an Umalchus also. We take a look at the Pnei Moshe commenting on the Yerushalmi, the source number 9, so he says, "Uchuna Kolmar Dufarsh Neimad B'Di Ha'Elikos Gamla Parsh Balak Abilam." Why that happened into Balak Abilam? Says Shrivo Kima. He quotes that pasuk, like we said in Rashi, "Kar Shachal Kar Yechavim Mekimenu." Our pasuk, "The Domi L'Bishachal Kumech." It's like Bishachal Kumech. Shachal Kumech Shomreinu Shomreinu Kumech Lishkov Shleim Meshketim Kar Yechavim like Rashi. Olaficha Chayav B'Di Shiv Karin Gam Ken Parsh Zu Ilav Mishum Tarok Tibor. It all says Yitzias Mitzrayim and Malchus. Yitzias Malchus. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kelmo Yitzias Mitzrayim. Malchus Usuas Melech Bo. It's one of the Pesukim in Malchus on Rosh Hashanah. That passage from here in Parshas Balak. Right? But also, then you had another opinion at the very end of the Yerushalmi, in 8, Amar Belezim, they should ksuva b'torah b'nevim ksuvim. So says the Pnei Moshe at the top of the next page, b'torah b'nevim, mechaz te'amokam alaynu, shal ova l'shmoel atzosom. Okay, it's a chesed. He doesn't have the Pnei Yeshua's anger. There's a mitzvah to remember its time, but we're supposed to remember the chesed Hashem did, which is repeated in Torah and Mitzvah. Torah is our whole parsha Balak. Uvinuviim the pasuk in Micha Ami Zchor Na Mayat Balak Machmal Ma'anos Obilam Ben Boros. Uvichsuvim he quotes a pasuk in Nechemia, which I printed here in source 10. Nechemia Perik Yigil Pesuk Malav and Beis by Omahu Nikur Sefer Moshe Rosh Neom and Inso Kasubo Asher Loyav Amori Malav Bekal Alakim Arolam Kilo Kidmu Es Bnei Yisrael Balech Lamayim VaYiskor Alav Es Bilam Le. So you have reference in the Ksuvim as well. Okay, very nice. With all of that, wonderful reasons to include Parshas Balak in the daily davening, and guess what? We don't. Why not? So the Gemara said why. Mipnei Torah Tzibur. I want to discuss a little bit, what is the more? Where do you have this content of this such a concern? You know, we'll try to go over time. I don't want to be guilty of Tichlet Tzibur, but what is the mukkar for this whole content of Torah Tzibur? So, you look at a number of Rishonim, it appears that Torah Tzibur, Tirchah Tzibur, is sort of part of the Indian of Kavod HaTzibur. And we'll see how almost certain Rishonim use the terms almost interchangeably. So for example, and we're going to see examples that we're all familiar with. I'm not going to go into the details about the examples per se. You can give shiurim about each example, but just to see the number of references throughout Shas. So number 11 is, source 11 is a Gemara in Sota, Lamentes Amid Beis. The Amar of Tamchum, Amar Bishur ben Levi, Ein Shliach Tzibur Shai Lahavshit Es HaTeva B'Tzibur Mipnei Kvod Tzibur. You can't take apart or strip the Aron Mipnei Kvod Tzibur. What's going on? So Rashi explains and builds us out. Lahavshit Es HaTeva B'Tzibur. What does it mean? Kol Zman Shat Tzibur Beis HaKnes, as long as the Tzibur is in Shul. Shohar Darkam, it was the practice in those days, says Rashi, Lahavi Sefer Torah Mibayis Achar Shemishtamar Bo Lebeis HaKnesis. They used to bring the Sefer Torah from a safekeeping place safe, or what a safe place, and they'd bring it to shul. Uparsin begadim na'im saviv hateva, and when they would bring the Sefer Torah, they put nice silk or cloth or whatever around to cover the Sefer Torah. Umarichan also betocha, and then they would put the Sefer Torah in. Ukshmotziyam misham, the note the Sefer Torah lichel abayis mishtamer bo, and they take the Sefer Torah out of the shul to bring it back to that place for safekeeping. Lo yafshitu abegadim and hateva mneyatziva. Don't start pulling apart and folding up all the curtains and whatever else you have there. Shatorach tzibur la'akev sham im sefer Torah. If the people are waiting, they have to stand and so on, and well, the sefer Torah. Don't delay the davening at that point to pull that apart. Ella molech sefer Torah beiso umanicho. Bring the sefer Torah back, really going to keep it, put it away. The am yotzi machar. People will walk out afterwards. V'acharkach ubo mafshir esateva. So that's a din of cover of what the Gemara called in source 11, kvod tzibur. Okay, quote Sibur. So Rashi, however, in explaining it, if you look at the end of the second line, Mipnei Leafshito Begodim and Atev and Atzibur Shetorach Tzibur LaAkev Shom. So you see, Rashi, I'm just pointing out that Rashi translates the Gemara's intent here, quote Sibur, as Techet Sibur. That's the idea. Now, it doesn't mean that every place, there are many places in Shas, we find the term quote Sibur. It doesn't mean every time it's Techet Sibur, but it appears clear that Rashi links the two. That Techet Sibur is a din of Kavod Sibur. And by the way, that appears at din of the Shulchan Aruch. We look in Archaim Sin Kuf Mem Ches Sif Aleph 13. Ain't Shas Rishoy Lahafshi Lateva Betzibur Kolzman Shem Bez Haknesses. And then they quote the Rashi what they used to do. Like, it's not our practice. The Mishabur explains if gotten Aleph. This tells the general rule. Teva means the Aron. That's what it means, right? The Teva more kan shulchan, but here means shulchan. Usually Teva means Aron. Here in the shulchan, I would say with our rest. Just say with our munachal, kishkamo, fine. So you've cotton bays. Explains what they used to do. The whole Rashi figures it out. But again, the Mishabur quoting Rashi says in the second line of Sivkot and Beis there, the Shetorach Tzibur Lisakev Shama Sefer Torah. So again, the Shulchan Aruch that doesn't say one way or the other, but the Mishabur quotes it. So that's Tirchad Tzibur. So that's one source. Another source, the Gemara Yuma Daf Ayin Al Source 15. Talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur as part of the Avodas Hayom in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would read certain passages in the Torah. He'd read Parshas Achrimos, which will be part of Parshas Achrimos, which we lay on Yom Kippur in the morning. He would also read from Parshas Emor, the little paragraph in Emor in the Parshas Emodim about Yom Kippur. And he would also read what we call the Maftir, right, from Parshas Pinchas, Vesal HaChodesh on Shri Hazeh, okay. But he would read that Balkai, he wouldn't roll the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, comment that the Mishnah says. So look in 15, Yuma Ayin Amud Aleph. Over Esso Shachum Shapakudim Kor Al Peh. He would say that part Bal Peh. I am I, says the Gemara. Niglo v'nik. You just roll the Sefer Torah from Achrimos and Emor. Achrimos and Emor right next to each other. One part away, it doesn't take more. But to roll to Pinchas. Amar Avuna Beredi Vashu Amar Sheshes and Sheshes. But we should aim goal in Sefer Torah B'tzibur B'nei Kovet Tzibur. You don't roll the Sefer Torah. If you only have one Sefer Torah, they have no choice. But if you have one Sefer Torah, here they didn't want a Matriach even the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Yeah, I think people will have stayed. But okay, you know, you're not Matriach B'tzibur. So the Kohen Gadol should read that Parsha about Pena. Rashi just says here in Yuma Ayin Amal, in verse 16, Rashi just says, Nekvot Tzibur, Shu Mitzapin Medoma Lekachem. We would be waiting and quiet, and hopefully they'd be quiet, I don't know. But the people would be waiting. Rashi doesn't say, but it doesn't say anything about Tirchot Tzibur. Again, the Lashon of the Gemara, again, in Yuma Daf Ayin, like in Sotol HaMetesan Beis, is Kovot Tzibur. And here Rashi doesn't say Tirchot Tzibur, but the Ritva does. You look in 17, the Chedusha Ritva. There in you, I'm an Aleph, says, if he's Shane Golan, Sibur, Shane Golan, Sefer Torah, but they quote Sibur. Okay? And he says, alright, so, he quotes first the Yerushalmi, and I hold this whole issue about reading about Peh, which is not our problem right now. But he says in the second line of 17, the nearest Shekach Perusha, the Achbe, also to Liglo, to go to Emor, Achbe, Salachodesh, so that he Tiri can roll the Sefer Torah. The Locharshal Torah, Sibur, Kavan Shu Sidro Shiom, Avalachs or Liglo, all the way to Bamidbar, Seder Parshas Emor. That was a more, he doesn't say because it's closer. He says it's a more pivotal part of the service. Why that is again, not for now. But the point is, everyone's allowed to read Baal Peh and so on. However, but again, the Ritva also, he says, He brings this up again at the end of the second line. The Achbeser Tilagovelo Choshu Torach Tzibur. He again brings up Torach Tzibur in this context where the Gemara said Kvotzi. The Miri is the same thing. The Miri there in Yuma, he prints it on the Mishnah, so it's Tafsamaches and Bezir in Yuma, in source 18. Ukshabu Askan Etfo by the Kohen Gadol, the assistant who come, the Korba Achremel, Shusheda Vasod of Yom, the Chain Korba Achbeser Shabarshus Emel Akonim, who may she smuch of Parshus Achremel, he says what I said before. The Miri says, since it's right next to Achremel, the Ein Torach Tzibur Begli, it's not a big Tirchel Tzibur to roll from Achremel to Amor, it's just a couple of columns, so therefore they allowed it. So again, you see the Miri too, mentions the issue of Torah Tzibur. The Rambam, yeah, okay, so where do we draw the line? It's a good question. I don't know the answer. But I'm just showing you first, where at least does the concept of Torah Tzibur come from? It seems to be linked to Kavod Tzibur. I'm showing you two places where the Gemara says the term Kavod Tzibur, and we show him bring a Tirchel Tzibur. In fact, the Rambam, in Source 19, in Perk Yud Beis, of Hilchos Tzibur, Alecha Chav Gimel, he says, V'ein Golan Sefer Torah B'Tzibur, Mipnei Torah HaTzibur. We don't do it. That's why he says, Shalom Yatriach Alein, Lilson Omni Mad Shigol Sefer Torah, Lefichach, and it's Torah, Liko Shnei Inyon, and Motzim, Shnei Sefer Torah. That's why our meaning is to take out two Sefer Torah, or three, on those occasions we land from three Sefer Torah. We don't roll. Okay, if it's close by, you know, once in a while it's close by. I heard you talking before. I don't think Pai agrees. Parsha Shkolos never comes on Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
The closest thing, though, and I think that once sometimes Parsha Shkolos, you know, from Parsha Mishpatim, it's right there, or it's Vayakel, it's the previous sentence, it's right there. So I remember, I think in the Halicha Shomo, Rosh Chodesh, said to me, you don't have to take out two Sefer Torah, you can roll, it's not a big deal.
It was Rosh
Chodesh. It's also close, yeah. So, technically speaking, whatever. But that's what the Rambam also says, when it's two separate things, bring out two Sefer Torah, and that appears as well in this next source, one second. So it's 20, the Shulchan Aruch is in Sim Kuf Mem Dalabar Chaim Siv Gimel, ain't going Sefer Torah, but Sibur, make Kvod Sibur. Okay, he mentioned the term Kvod Tzibur, but again, you see, they kind of use it interchangeably. That's what the Mishabur there says in the Kotin Yudalut. They Kvod Tzibur, Shumitzap, and the Domenkach, that was Rashi. But if they're Bishnei in Yonim, says the Mishabur in the Kotin as well. Kigon, Bishabbos Rosh Chodesh, or Biyantim, they're Amafter, Bishabbos Rosh Chodesh, like we said we had 2 weeks ago with Kukas. Or if it's Yom Tayantim, or there's Amafter, then you do it. However, back to the Shulchan Aruch, you're right. If Eino Ham Ela Sefer Torah Echad, but the whole Shul has only one Sefer Torah, they have Tzvichim Likos Mishnei Yonim, and the two things to read, then go in the Yidcha Kavara Tzibur. Right? The Mishnah explains in Gotten Tezayin. Or some of the law reading the Mishum Zay Yikur Parsha Maftir Bal Peh, or Bechumish. Read it to Habar, or read it to Bechumish. The Mistome HaTzibur Mochan Al Kvoda Kedei Lekayim Kriyas HaMaftir Kedin. Which is an interesting thing the Mishnah throws in, that evidently there's a concept of the Tzibur Mochan Al Kavar too. He says, Mistome, you know, you're not going to tell people not to lane, not lane or miss a lane, read the Chumash, read about that. So that we don't do.
How do we know?
Okay. So we don't really know. That's a good question. I may come back to it.
When it has to be Malcolm.
Right. So then. Right. That's what it looks like. That's the Shabura.
Yeah.
The Rashi.
Yeah. These two Gemaras. There's no mention of the current.
No, we'll see. No, there are others, but I'm showing these particular Gemaras link covered Tzibur with Tiferes. We'll see other Gemaras too. There's another Rishon, the Rashba on a Tshuva, which I bring in source 22. The Rashba is in Chelek Aleph of his Tshuva, in Kuf Tezvav 22. Shalta, yes, the following case came up. It can come up today too, obviously. Hechad of his Sefer Torah Pasuach Likros Bo. Look in 22. The Sefer Torah is open, about the lane. While a coin be Sakneset, there's only one coin in Shul. While Asuk Betvila B'Makom Shenor Shalah Hafsik, he was saying came late, he was still in the middle of Shema Esrei, or he was still in the middle of Krishma, whatever. He can't be Masik. He was still in a place. And now what do we do? In Mamtinelo, we spoke a few weeks ago about Parskarok. We spoke about, you know, the coin first, right? So, in Mamtinelo, Achi Yisam Tviloso, Ula Ticha de Tzibur Lo Chashinan. Maybe we should wait to let the coin finish the Shema Esrei. Well, I Ticha de Tzibur, maybe here we shouldn't worry about it. Why? The Sivik Hidasto. There's a mitzvah we spoke about a few weeks ago. The coin should be called up first. Oh, no, or not. And so the Rashba Pasuk Shuvim establish Amram Tino. You don't wait. Tirchad Tzibur wins. That's how long. That's how strong Tirchad Tzibur is. That it even beats out what is ostensibly a Doraisa, the Kiddushto, or at least the Rabbanan application of the Doraisa Midake Shalom. Again, we spoke about it a few weeks ago, but still, it's a pretty okay. Here I have. Keep the peace. Right, even better. Okay. Anyway, she says Shalom. Again, we spoke about it a few weeks ago. Shalom b'chol makom omushiyakim coin. Because there are circumstances we don't call the coin first. For example, if there's a Talmud Chacham. or and he says, "Well, oh yeah, hey, kavod hatzibur kal." You know, don't think that kavod hatzibur is nothing. You know, we'll call up. We don't do it. But it's, strictly speaking, you call up a talmid chacham before. You can't call a talmid chacham before a kohen. So therefore, the same thing. We should be choshesh here for kavod hatzibur. And then he throws something else in, which we'll talk about too, where the Gemara says, "V'chol ha'im tzol shebetzvila kotzu b'shabbos v'shul tichad hatzibur." Ever wonder why on Shabbos we have such a shmonesah? We leave out all the middle brachas. What's the reason? We'll get to this. We don't used to say those brachas on Shabbos. It's tichad hatzibur. On Shabbos, you know, you don't want to be bothered with this. We'll get that later. Okay? V'chein choshesh u b'kamo mekomos t'tichel t'zibur. A few places t'tichel t'zibur. V'kol shekein kan de'ika yikara de sefer Torah. It's also embarrassing to say sefer Torah is out and they got to wait for some guy to finish the Shemal Esrei. And v'ika t'tichel t'zibur v'zilusa t'zibur shu also v'tzulosu heim amtinu lo. So you see again, he talks about t'tichel t'zibur. And that's the din, by the way, in the Shulchan Aruch, which I printed. Again, by the way, I'm showing you the reason I rented this. Also, look at the Rashbo, be medayik in the Rashbo. He says, "Leloi hey kavod hatzibur and tichel hatzibur." Again, he uses it almost interchangeably, the term kavod hatzibur and tichel hatzibur, in this passage also.
So, learning here, a kila can be mochel on its own kavod. But if here someone else would cover
the top. Right, he's that could be different too, yeah. Again, I'm just showing you, here's a Rishon that also kind of equates or links kavod hatzibur. And then I just printed that to Din of Shulchan Aruch in Sim Kuf Lamed Hei Baruch Haim Sifei. In Sefer Torah, Pasul, V'Kohen Kari Yishma, Ein Rosh Hashanah Hafsik, the Kohen Yisrael Bim Komo. The Kohen Gadol, the Kohen's in the middle of Kriyishma, so the skip and you call up Yisrael, or if there's another reason, that the Ramo adds that if the Kohen is not fasting and so on, we have a fast day coming up next Tuesday, so let's say the Kohen's not fasting, or if it's not a Monday Thursday for Shachar, would you say that? I don't know. Good question. Ain't calling Ponoy. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, the Nishavu writes, and who are Dinaf in Sivkot and Tezayin and Sivkot Lamed Hey? Who are Dinaf with Adayin Lo Atzias Sefer Torah? Gam Kainim Amtina Lo. Even if it's earlier, you still don't wait. You know, you get busy. You do what you have to do. Again, Mishum Tichel Tzibur Mishavu concludes. One other Rishon on this issue, this equates. We see now quite a number of Rishon. We have Rashi in Nuh Sota Lamed Tess on Beis. We have the Ritva, the Miri, and the Sogin Yuma Daf Ayin. We have the Rashbo and his Tshuva. And we have, we're passing like there's one other Rishon I want to show you, and that's the Or Zeruah. Chelek Bey, Zuchas Avelos, in the Tough Mem, Source 25. Listen to this. Umoel, talking about the someone sitting Shiva, Rahman Otan. Umoel, Shechalo of Yom Mila Betochim Evlo. Let's say he's the Moel in town, and he's in the middle of Shiva, Rahman Otan. Somebody had a baby, right? They didn't know he was going to be in Shiva that week. So they had a baby boy, right? And now he mentions that perhaps the distinction in the first 3 days of Eilus. I don't go into now, but he says, "Begin Yom Rishon Ayetim Pesach Beiso, Uveshar Hayom Yispal Beiso, VaChaka Chiyelech LeBeisa Knesses VYomu." Go, even though Avil generally doesn't leave the house, Rachman Otzlan, so he doesn't go to shul. But here he's the only one. He should go to shul. Why? Lefi Shelo Yatriach Es Hatzibur Lelech LeBeiso. Otherwise, they're going to have to come to his house with the baby, right? So we're not, it's a big tichel hatzibur. People come in, guests, whatever, they're going to have to schlep to his house. So he also says, that tichel hatzibur, kacho, Rabbi Menachem, that's how that is, v'ilek umna acher, there's no other mole but who, but him, elahu, yelech afilu b'yom rishon, mipshum kvod tzibur, again, linking kvod tzibur, tichel hatzibur. You go even the first day of Avelos, just came back from the base, you know, Rachman Otzlan, just came back, he goes out, okay, go to the shul and have the bris over there. So I'm just saying here, I have another Rishon, and that is the din. I printed it in the Shulchan Aruch Erodeya. It's going to shin inside of Gimel, Siv Gimel, source 26. So again, we have to read inside there. There's a tumult with the Machab and Amo, first 3 days. Yeah, not 3 days, one of the other moles in town. Again, I'm not going into that whole. That whole issue, you can look at it yourself. Okay, as a general rule, that's where the Mechaber begins. Again, it's in the Shin Sadi Gimel, the Yerodei Siv Gimel. Generally, he doesn't go out to go to shul, except on Shabbos, and the Sfaradim have a minute, you go out for Kriyas HaTorah too. You don't bring the Sefer Torah to the base of, I don't know if the Sfaradim are all like that today or not, but that's the Mechaber. Huh? For Kriyas HaTorah, right, Nachanami? We spoke of that once also, this is with three times, it's very questionable to mock over that. Anyway, he says there are more rights, but in our place, we don't leave at all during the week, just on Shabbos. What if for the mall, the Davener's house, he's to bring the Tinoch, whatever, maybe it's different the first 3 days. Alright, anyway, so we demonstrated that there is a connection, and that appears to be the din of Tichel HaTzibur, the din covered for the Tzibur. Is there, what might be the mocker, so to speak, in terms of, you know, showing this kind of respect for the tzibur, again, it relates to kavod tzibur. So a number of possibilities. We know there's a pasuk. We'll take a look in Parshas Kedoshim, source 27. Vayikra Paragid Tes Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vipnei Seva Tokum Adarta Pnei Zochem Reis Makaf Ani Hashem. You have to show respect for an older person, for Talmud Chacham. We spoke about this too. That's the pasuk in Chumash. So the whole sug in Kedusha Lamed Beis Abeis. What exactly it means? What is you have to stand a lot, the full posture, tilt a little bit. You can see him, you can't see him. He came in the back, whatever. Okay, so in the context of that sugya, look at 28. Kedusha Lamed Beis and Zayin. Shimon Loz Omer Minay Lezokein Shelo Yatriach. The Talmud Chacham should not be matriach the tzibur. Should try and avoid having the people to stand up. Talmud Omer Zokein Biorei. So you read the pasuk back in Lamed Beis. Mivnei Seva Talmud Adarta Pnei Zokein Biorei. So let's look at Rashi in 3:29. If the Talmud Chacham go a different way, so as not to have to make everyone stand up, so you won't in the trip with tzibur have to stand up. People are busy, you know. Even the base measure sometimes you're learning, and then someone comes you have to stand up until you finish standing. You sit down. You lost the place, you know. You lost your train of thought. So you should try and avoid that because it says zokin v'yareisa. It says Rashi in 29. L'hachi samach v'yareisa zokin l'mashapa zokin here. The Talmud Chacham also studied Yerushalayim. That's the old joke. It says, you know, Es Hashem Alkecha L'Rabbis Talmud Chachamim. The teacher Talmud Chacham also studied Yerushalayim. Right? That's the Rabbis Talmud Chacham. But that this Gemara means it seriously. This Gemara says Yerais Ozokim Shabbos Ozokim Yerai. So you should try and go a different way. And it's interesting. That's the Gemara Lamed Beis. I heard a story. My brother-in-law told me once a story that he was in a chassid in the winter time. So you know, it was a crowded chassid. A lot of people standing. There were really no seats. And then a certain, I'm sure it was a wonderful person, but didn't behave, Gogan, I think this time, a certain Rosh Hashiva, maybe whatever, someone came in and walked towards the front, and they had a production about it, people standing up, whatever, before the ceremony. There were packed people sitting there. So the people were eager to give this Talmud Chacham the seat. So a few people stood up. So the person sat down, you know, in a seat that somebody had given him. There was also another seat, Kolomi Pru stood up. So the other seat next to him puts his coat. There are people standing up. He has a seat for himself and not another seat for his coat. All right, that's not that's against his gemara. I thought so. Maybe out of limits, I don't want to be about that. Everyone was taken aback.
My clothing.
So maybe that's what it is. But the gemara in kedushin tells us different. Look at source 30. The gemara in the next Amud, Lamed Gimel and Aleph in kedushin. Rav Shimon Lazer Omer Minayin Lazochin Yirich Tamar Lazak. Where it's Omer Abayin Akpina Dimakiv Chaye. Okay, it's a school of a long life. Rashi says in Kedushin, Laman Gimel Aleph 31. Imakiv misa, makiv, I got a coffin, go around. Misabev derech acheres, sholama lifnei tzibur. Go around a different way. He says, not to chayim, arich yomim. You get arich yomim. It's a school of arich yomim. And the Gemara says, abaye makiv from zera makiv. These great Amorim would try and go a different way, so it's not to matriach the tzibur. So there, at least we have a concept of mokor, zokim yareisa, a mokor in the Torah. I showed you that it relates to kavod tzibur. We established something in the Shalom, but now we're saying maybe this is a general mukkah, comes from the concept of Zokin Ereisa, that a person should not be Matriach L'Tzibur. And there are a number of other such Gemaras, the Gemara in Bracha 32, the Gemara in Bracha, Staf Lamed Aleph, 32. Rav Ashi Matzeh Baharit Tzibur B'yachid Miyushov, Kavosa Beisa Hoda Matzim Humad. Rav Ashi would, his posture would be different whether he was in the tzibur or was by himself. Look at Rashi, Brachas Amal Alav, Dimas Rav Ashi, 33. Rav Ashi Hoya Rosh Hashiva Masam Achasya. He was the Rosh Hashiva Masam Achasya with Dorish. He would darshan. But who law of his power, Koran Beis HaMedrash. He would come early in the morning, but he didn't daven before. He would daven at early daf yom, whatever, early Shia in the morning, right? Ela Kishamagiyaz Man Kriyashma, when it was time to daven, it was early in the morning, or maybe it was late in the afternoon, it was nightfall, I don't know which Kriyashma was, but the time was early in the morning, okay? There was always, you had a Rosh Hashiva and you had the Maturgum. The Maturgum was a guy with a loud voice. He was the microphone. A guy with a loud voice who could say out loud that everyone could hear, and he would translate and so on. So he would say a lot to the Maturgum. Okay? I remember that years ago, as I said, you probably remember going here as my age or older, they used to have on the old WEVD, they used to have Fabrengans from the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Halavacha. They would have the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe would speak, and then they would stop and the Chassidim would sing. So while they were singing, the Lubavitcher Rebbe spoke in Yiddish, so Bianca Yudah Hecht, the older J.J. Hecht, he used to translate it to English, what the Rebbe had said. While the Chassidim was singing, so he would translate it to English. He would always fall behind, you know, because the song would end and the Rebbe would go on. So he was like, by the time you finished an hour late, he was like, like three Nagunim behind. But that's the idea. That's what used to have such a, I remember those. They used to have a Turgamon. Anyway, so he would tell the guy a lot that while the Turgamon was busy saying over, he would say to himself, Kriyashma. And he would even have Gula, Smichas Gula Tvila Miyushov. So he didn't want to leave. He didn't want to stop the shit. That's what it says. So again, I don't go into the examples, but look at the end of that Rashi. He didn't want to just walk out and tell him, I'll be back in a few minutes. And I don't know, when they dive in, there are a lot of kashmirs on this. But again, he was concerned for Tirchad Tzibur. A similar Gemara is in Beitz, a Chav Ha'am and Beitz. A Memer or Mazutra, and I don't understand the Matthias exactly how it worked out, but the Gemara says in Beitz, a Chav Ha'am and Beitz, on the bottom of the page, source 34, a Memer or Mazutra, Mechasil, Mishmat, the Shabbat of the Rigla means the Shabbos when they would speak about Hilchos Yontif. It was either 2 weeks before, a month before, whatever. Shabbos, we call it Shabbos Hagadol, that kind of thing. The Rav would give a big drasha. So that Shabbos was very crowded. So that somehow, when the Rav came in, there was a packed audience. People were there. So they were sort of like, when you see these, Havdol ben Atam and Atorah, they're like, they're a concert. They pass people, you know, or a big stadium crowd, they pass people, you know, shoulder to shoulder. They did something like that. Mechasilu bebeis hamedrash ad mekomam. So some say mishum biatusa the tzibur. Rashi says, again, 35, you have the Rashi's there, beit l'chof ha'am and beis. B'shabbat of the regular, shadarsh mechasilu bebeis hamedrash ad mekomam, mishum biatuta the tzibur. So nivtoim and nivotsim and tzibur, they were afraid it would be crowded, or they would fall. I'm not exactly sure what exactly the mitzvah is. They're afraid they would fall. Okay, and but the other mandomer, the amrila, is at the end. Mishum duchla she'om d'var again. The tzarech tzibur who would be a tirch of everybody get up, and somehow they brought him in a different way. Okay, interesting gemara. We have a fast coming up right next week, so look at 36. Another gemara. So I'm just showing you other places. Joshua asked before. So here we have a whole pack of other places where tichud tzibur comes up in the gemara. Okay, Megillah Chaf Beis and Beis Gufa Rav Ikol Abava B'Tainis Tzibur. Okay, Kom Kar B'Safra Pasul Baruch Chosav Labar. Okay, he's with Davin and so on. Nafal Kula Alma An Payhu. He, everyone, the Nefilas HaPayim, they bowed on the floor. They probably, we call it Nefilas HaPayim Tachon, just to sit. But they actually prostrate on the floor. Rav lo nofal ampe. Rav would not. Why not? My time, Rav lo nofal ampe. Why did Rav? Again, it's Megillah Chav Beis V'Deis. Ritzpa Shalavonim, I saw. It was a stone floor. Okay, and the problem, Evan Maskis. The Tanya, Evan Maskis will sit in the side of the Mishtacha of the Lab. Allah, the Mishtacha of the Ba'atzachem, Ava Mishtacha of the Alabon, Shal Beis HaMikdash, can only bow on the Beis HaMikdash, but not on a stone floor. So, the Ula, the Omer Ula, also tell the Ritzvah Shal Avon and Bavad. So, if it was a stone floor, so why did only, was only Rav worried about this problem? Ihochi, my ear, your Rav. I feel cool enough. No. Kamei de Rav, I was just, the only part of the floor that was stone was right where Rav was standing. Okay, it was, that's where the stone was. The rest was covered, maybe it was carpeted, whatever. I mean, that's the cool that we have, that it's carpeted. Other things are interrupted. But anyway, so, Kame de Rav Havi. The laser legabe tzibura. So let him walk over to a different place. The lipalape. Lo boil and mitchuch tzibura. He didn't want to walk around because he wanted to stand up. So again, you see all these cases where these great Tamil Chum, Rav, and Amemar, and Marzutra, and then Rashi, and Abaye, and Reb Zer, and all these different orders, so they didn't want to be Matriach the Tzibur to stand for them, so they would have all these patents, all these different things in mind to avoid the Tichur the Tzibur, right? And Rashi says, well, boy, Mitchell Tzibur, Shem Yelech Yamdim in front of him. One last Gemara on this front is Gemara Menachas Lamed Gimel Man Aleph. Vahi Pischa the Albe Rebbe Lebe Midrasha Lahavala Mezuzah. So the Sukkah of the Amenach is about mezuzahs. There was an entryway that Rebbe used to use to come to the base measure that didn't have a mezuzah. The whole discussion, was it wide enough? Was this? Again, I'm not interested in the details, but the Rashi explained the Amenach is on the Gimel and Aleph, who pisco the aisle by Rebbe le Bemincha, Pesach Kotten, Hoyalo le Rebbe, Eitzel Makomo. There was a little opening near where Rebbe's seat was, where his place was in the base measure. The Nitmas v'yotzebo k'day shalo liatriach tamidov lama b'fonim yarbo l'fnam. They didn't want to come in the main door and walk to the front of the base measure. So a different kind of private entryway, you know, in the back. Again, another example of the same thing. And indeed, based on all of this, the Rambam brings in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, source 40, Ein Roi L'Chacham She'atriach HaSa'am. It's not right for the Talmud Chacham and Matriach people. V'Yechavin Atzma Lehen, Kedei She'amdu Mefonav, and have in mind they should stand. Ela Yelech B'derech Tzora, try and take a shortcut, another route, U'miskaven Shalo Yiro, so Kedei She'atriach HaLamod. Don't make them have to stand up. And they'll go out of their way, like we said, and the same thing appears in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridei Simon Reish Mem Dalet Tzivvav. and royal chacham shatriach alatib lechaven and so on, just like the Rambam says, and zechusulo, like the Gemara says, it's a school of a long life. The Shach comments over there. He says an interesting caveat. He says, "Near the Hainu Dafka Bizman Hashas, Obim Komosh Orem Yoshua La Karka." There's a difference. Those days, it's not on the floor. It's not the type of furniture we have. Okay. So the comments here tell us, "Who Adin Bchomakum Sheish Tircha, Abumakum Sheyosha Al Safsalim." We're sitting on a bench. Ain't Tircha, but it's not such a big Tircha. They go like this to tell you, not such a Tircha. A guy's on the floor, especially a little older, you know, whatever. You have to balance yourself to get up. So the Shach says, ain't Peder. Okay, then you don't have to be Machpid. But he says, even there, we call Makom like Chavin Labra Lesnam Kadesh Shalom Vifonah. But that shouldn't be the Tamar Chacham's Kabbalah. Then we'll just stand up. He said, we can be less concerned about it today. We have benches and chairs. It's not such a big Tircha to stand up. So we already see now a quantifying, how do you quantify what's a Tircha and what's not? But that's the Shach. The Gemara has, so there are a number of dinim that we've seen, a number of cases where Tircha the Tzibur comes up. We saw Gelilah Sefer Torah. Now here's a case regarding davening. The Gemara says, Baruch Islam and Aleph and Aleph. Having established this, I'm saying all of this, it may be the Mokka, may go all these Makaris may go back to that Zaki and the Aresa, where you see that there's a din that Tamar Chacham shouldn't be Matriya. So that's perhaps the Mokka for Tircha the Tzibur, very possibly. The Gemara Baruch Islam and Aleph and Aleph tells the story of Akiva, also famous Gemara 43. Tanya, Amar Yehuda, Kacha Min Hagar Shom Akiva, Kesho Mispalo Lema Tzibur, Akiva did not daven such a lengthy davening in Beitarach Tzibur. So Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, don't worry, Rabbeinu Yonah's comments on the Rif, where that Rif quotes his Gemara in the Chaf Beis and Beis, the page of the Rif. In Brachas, it's Lamed Aleph Manalaf, but the Rif quotes the Chaf Beis and Beis. Rabbeinu Yonah then says, Akiva, lo shara mekatzim, and this is Atila. He didn't skip the davening. But when he davened, Percy would add all kinds of extra tachnunim and extra requests and whatever else that was on his mind. Right? Shara Omer, he would say, the gamlo ha'amarech kol kachmoris hamilos. He wouldn't, you know, lengthen every letter and every word. We'd make Torah HaTzibur. We'd bear in mind Torah HaTzibur. That's the old joke. Tuxedim are talking about the Rebbe. One Rebbe was known to daven very, very fast. Another Rebbe was known to daven very, very slowly. So the one whose Rebbe daven very slowly told the other Chassidim, my Rebbe, he has such an appreciation for davening. He loves tefillah so much. The speaker of Hashem Baruch Hu, mamish every word. He savors every word. He thinks about all kinds of kavanah. Every word. It takes a long time to daven. He savors every single word. The other chassid responds, my Rebbe also, he loves tefillah so much. He says one word, he can't wait to say the next word. I guess everything depends on your perspective. But in any event, so that's what it says in the Rambam, in that Gemara, and the Rambam paskins this way. Source 45. Okay, I'm a bein olam in atzma or shus biyadi davening bichiras whatever reason. Take as long as you like. We'll get to it. Okay. You're davening yourself. Even if you're davening at Tzibur, if it's after the Shemana Esrei, then you can add whatever you like. You want to stay after Shul and say whatever, you know, the next hour and a half, it's your business. The Chayin Rav tells us we call bracha bracha, and tells us main a bracha most a different thing. Shulchan Aruch also brings us or Chaim Sim Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Gimel. Call shispal v'chula mekiva tefila. Afal pichin yerid shatz v'chozel ispal. That's a general din to know. We have original chazaras shatz, as we know, was for the people who weren't able to daven. But what if we have the shul that everybody's able to daven? We have sidurim, so everyone knows how to daven. Most people. So we still have chazaras shatz. Kedei lekayim takanas chacham. Fine. Adds the Ramah. V'yesh yichidim b'kol marichim b'tefilasim. If there are people in shul who are stay a longer shemana esrei, they stay a long private shemana esrei. Ein l'shatz l'hamtim aleihem. The shatz shouldn't finish. Shouldn't wait for them to finish. You start the chazal shatz. Afilu hoya chashuva ayir. We know that important people, important leaders of the community. V'chein im hoya minyan rebeis haknesset. If there's a minyan, it's done. Ein l'hamtim arachashim o godus odayin lobad. You want to start the shul? There's a minyan. You don't have to wait for the rabbi or some other important person again. He hasn't gotten it yet. You can start. And then the shabur explains. Why is all this? Mipnei tarach hatzibur. Tirch hatzibur. Adds the Mishnah Berurah, "V'achshav nagu shashatz mamtim ad shitzayim av bezin." That's the rub. Right now, the minig is to wait for the rub to finish his tefillah. Says why? So not like you think just a, you know, Kavod HaRav. There's Kavod HaRav then too. It's a different thing. It's a good Musa. It says, Lefisha Rov HaNashim Mispalad Memrutza. Because most of the people in Shul daven with great haste. Some of them, they're done. Right? Now Mispalo Mila B'Mila, and if there's someone in the Shul, not there, who wants to daven Mila B'Mila, you know, Lo Yuchal Omer Kedusha Metzim, will never get, they'll never finish in time for Kedusha. The whole rest of the Shul, you have what they call the Matzah Minyanim, right? They're done in 18 minutes, right? So they're quick, you know, that's maybe on a Monday and Thursday, I don't know, but, you know, you never get to Kedusha. Lachain Mamti, that's why he waits for the Rav, what's the Rav's job really? He's pacing like in a race. And a car race, they have a pace car, I think they call it a pacing car. So, the brother is supposed to be pacing the people. Came also to show Kedim, because they're diving so fast, they can't say every word. Some people are on the every other word plan. Okay, but very fast. Lefichach, the Einab, there's in the ear. What if the Rav isn't in town, or he's not in the shul? Who adin the amtino alam is spalam mila mila? Wait for the slowest person in the shul. Or at least mila mila, not the slowest, but it's mila mila. Avo kishemarit, but a guy goes too long, ain't lahamtilov. Ukamosha kasva be akiva. That Gemara we just said with Brachas of Akiva. Kamispal, imatsiba mekatva ola. Umisha tarak laharach liyeru, she slowed to tzuwa love. Listen to this. Someone wants to dive along, he's afraid that people make fun of him, get upset. He can take his three steps back and pretend that he's done. Oh no, sorry, he was not done yet. He didn't finish, but it's okay. And we ask him coming one and go back. Okay, that's what they say again. I don't know if it's true, but the Raga Chavez was also known. Raga Chavez was a genius, you know, so he was known to also daven very, very quickly. So once you read the story, I don't know if it's true, but someone finally had the, he was a very sharp person, but someone finally had the guts to go up to him and to say, it's not right, you know, you're the first one done. You're the first one, they probably didn't want to take time away from learning, so he'd daven quickly, so he'd go back to learn, but that's what it says in the story, he'd be davening, and he was the first one finished, so finally the gabbai, someone had the guts to tell him, it doesn't look right, you should say, I have an idea. You say daven, everyone daven's on pace. I can't tell the Rav how to daven. But why don't you stay in your spot? Don't take it too bad. Make me still davening. And chazer over some balpeh. You know, he knew everything about pes. So chazer balpeh, several prakhma mishnayis. So he answered, more prakhma mishnayis. I did that already. All right. Again, I don't know if it's true or not. But that's the idea that the Mishnah Berurah mentioned here. The Aruch HaShulchan in the same, yeah.
People have to finish in 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And if somebody tells you, go on a little fast, man, it's only 10 minutes. Ah, look at the
Sibur. Right. So that's the question. You have to know when to apply it. The Aruch HaShulchan does mention in Sitches, that same thing, Kuf Chav Dalet, which are printed here in verse 48. It's the same thing. Okay, and it says more or less the same thing, but at the end he writes, at the end of the third line, the Rav should tell the people, don't wait for me. I have sometimes also in the yeshiva, whatever, show you a motion to the chag, go. You know, you see how many people are done, you have to know, you have to have seichel, right? V'chein b'ascholas atzulah, because she gives mom, yeshmin in shom lo yamtino ala shar shalom bo adayin, afila mechashurim, uklal havarim, kakal adorim, says the Aruch HaShulchan, again, it's in Kuf Kav Dalet Sifchet, the tircha the tzivur gadol ma'od, this is a big inyan, okay? And the lachain of a rav cholav, let's say the rav had to go to the bathroom or something in the middle of davening. Huchuch lotes ben tefila or b'shas kis atorah. The rav had to leave. Ain atzibu mamtina lo. You don't wait. The chain kishalo bob is man atzibu tefila meiz tibu yelo yamtina. He came late to shul. You know, Friday the rabbi slept late or whatever, and he came to shul late. So you don't wait for him. That's a din. Another din that relates to this, we saw it referred to before in the Rashba, that true of the Rashba. This is source 49. Gemara on Shabbos Chof Tal and Beis. Dama Rava, Yom Tov Shechol is b'Shabbos. We'll see what it's doing here. Yom Tov on Friday night. Yom Tov on Shabbos. So afterwards, Shlich Tibur Yori Lifnei Teva Arviz. We say after the Shmona, we say Morgan Ovis. With Friday night is Yom Tov, Friday night is Rosh Hashanah, Friday night is Yom Kippur, whatever, this year will be Yom Kippur. You say Magen Avos, but at the end, you just say Mekadosh Shabbos. You don't say Mekadosh Shabbos Azmanim, right? You don't mention Yom Tov, or Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. In the Magen Avos, by Chul and Magen Avos, you say afterwards. Why not? Just that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, you know, why shall Moish Shabbos, ain't Shech Tibur Yorid Arvis be Yom Tov? There's no parallel to Magen Avos and Yom Tov. The only reason you're saying anything at that juncture is because of Shabbos. So there's no need to mention the other date. Okay, that's the Gemara says, but what do we see? Okay, we know that there's no Chazar Shashat other than this mini Chazar Shashat Friday night. It doesn't exist. So, Rashi explains that Chotam Beis and Shabbos 50. Shiach to her Arvis Hamispala Brichas Main Sheva Kanish Shmaya Arvis Morgan Arvis be verified, as we said. So the Rambam brings it to Halacha in Perak Tes Halacha Tes of Hilchos Tvila. The Eino Chos was followed the Koram Arvis. There is no Chazos Hashat in Myriv. She ain't Tvilas Arvis Chova. The reason is because ain't Tvilas Arvis Chova, right? Originally Myriv was not obligatory. That's a different shear. Lefichach Lo Yivarch Brachos Levatola. She ain't Kan Onim Shiskaibon Kedei Lo Tzila Lechavos. So the original Chazos Hashat was to be motzi that people couldn't say it. But he don't have to say it anyway, so he being motzi, no one's obligated. That's what the Rambam says, okay? And the Shulchan Aruch also says like that in Reish Lamed Zayin of Aruch Chaim Sif Aleph. Ain Shlich Tibur Chozar Tfilah B'Tfilas Arvis. There's no Chazar Shashat at Myriv. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkat Aleph there in Source 53, from Reish Lamed Zayin to Sifkat Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah adds Shein Tfilas Arvis Chover Rak Mitzvah. Okay, we're going to say, but the Adam Shitzar Chashat Tzotir Chavos. So that's the Rambam. But now he adds Vafilo Idna the Chavua Chover. Even though nowadays we treat Myriv as obligatory. Right? The komokom lo alem minug, the minug that we say of Myriv is not strong enough to make it an absolute obligation. Kedei la truche tzibura, lahachzor shat tefila. You know why there's no chazor shat in Myriv, truche tzibura? Our institution, I forget, this is not in the Rosh Bosch, this is something else. This is the first time we saw this, right? The Mishnah Berurah is telling us here in Sin Reish Haman Zayin, Sid Kot Nalev, that our practice, we don't have chazor shat in Myriv. What do you mean today we do consider obligatory? Nobody sits to those arbis for sure. Say we don't, so why don't we have chazor shat today for those people? Because our minute that we establish Myriv is not enough to warrant Tichel Tzibur. That's how Tichel Tzibur, I'm trying to demonstrate just how strong how seriously Tichel Tzibur is taken. Okay? Now, in terms of, here's what the Rosh Bo told me, in terms of Shabbos, okay? This is shortened davening on Shabbos. So there's an interesting Gemara in Brachos Chof Alf and Alf, we'll move to finish, source 54. Let's say a guy daven, and remember, they already daven. Let's say he always goes to Mincha, and married together. And maybe somewhere and he davened mincha at 1 o'clock in the air, or this time of year, 1:30, whatever. And I came to shul for mincha in the middle of shmaras. What am I? Davened already. What am I doing? Could happen, right? So he stopped right in the middle. I feel a bent to bracha. In the middle of bracha. And he davened already. Any bar from Nachman kevin and barber bay rabba bar abu abomin on hana bay rabba tov and mitzvah to chol b'shabbos malshi yigmuru. What do you mean you stop? We ask the following question. What happens to a guy by mistake? It's Friday night, and many of us are tired Friday nights. He starts saying the weekday shmaras. Say you're not davening in the city. Not paying attention, you say a bracha, and you don't even recognize you made a mistake until you start clapping for slakwana, and then you scratch your chest just to make sure no one, in case no one's watching, right? But the point is, but the din is, what's the din, right? So you say you finish that bracha, that's the din. Gomer kolos a bracha, whatever bracha in the middle you remember, if you start saying atachonah das, finish that bracha. So the Gemara wants to know, why is that different? Why here in the other cases you stop even in the middle of the bracha if you remember you davened already, and here you start saying avacha deka shmones on Shabbos, you stop in the middle, you don't stop until you finish the bracha? Why is it not comparable? Because guess what? There's no issa to say the weekday brachas on Shabbos. It's just the Chacham didn't institute it. Because of Kvod Shabbos, they weren't matriach people to have to think about their weekday problems and panos. Whatever else, and even national issues like Bin Yerushalayim. Not that, but there's no Isser. Therefore, if you're in the middle of the Shmonesa on the Shabbos and you started to say weekday bracha, so you can't stop in the middle of the bracha, finish the bracha, and then go back to the Shabbos davening, right? But you can finish it. There's no Isser. Hashem, okay, no guy already davening. He's not a Bar Chiyuv anymore. That's what Gemara says. Okay, and that's what Rashi explains. Right, you can finish the bracha. You look at the last page. That the Gemara has in the following. So again, what do we see from that? That the whole concept of not having a long Shmona Esrei on Shabbos also Tichlei Tzibur. One other Gemara, one last Gemara, huh?
Having it davening at home, we should be different.
Maybe that's true. Maybe the low plug. One other Gemara. Gemara Brachos Lamed Beis. Last page. Source 56. Ruchia bar Abba Tzali b'Hadat Tzali. One time Ruchia davening, davening again. Ruchia bar Abba. Amalei Bzeira. My time Avid Marachi. Ilei Mishum Delo Kiven Mar Daita. He didn't have proper kavanah the first time. The Amar of Elazar Lo and Yimar Adam Esatz Michol Lachavnas Ibi Spalad and Lamba Ali Spalad. He didn't have kavanah. He shouldn't have davened in the first place. Ella Delo Itkar Mar Derei Sharach. It was Rosh Chodesh. He forgot to say Rosh Yalav Yabo. Okay. Aye, but that doesn't work either. Tanya Tovel is Rosh Chodesh Bar Abis. Ain't other than mincha, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, the Gemara says here, okay, because you'll catch it later. Catch you later in the day. That's garbage chodesh. Okay, we don't pass like that, but entirely. But says the Gemara, Amarlei love itmal amar yochanan b'tzibur shano. It's different. Look at Rashi 57, very important. Brachas laman on beis b'tzibur shano. That which it says the ain machzirin also. Okay, mishum the shamalai mishlech tzibur. At the dinner of tzibur, because you'll hear the chazar sashatz. You'll be yotze that way. That's why in shachar you don't have to repeat it, because you'll hear it in the chazar sashatz. The ikam mitzas haskar. You didn't say it, but at least you got something. You heard the chazan say al biyomo. Al biyochet tzarach lasso, but by yourself, you have to say it again. There's no chazar sashat. But that's not what I'm interested in right now. I'm interested in the second part. Uba'alochas gedolos, Rashi quotes the Bahag. Meforishlei b'shliach tzibur. We're talking about what's the din you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei in Shachos because you catch it later. That's not every person does have to repeat it. Not till we paskin. The shliach tzibur doesn't, because what's going to happen? The whole tzibur is not going to have to wait for him to say his still Shmoneh Esrei again. Mishlom tirkel the tzibur. Avoyochad hader. A private person should what? Oh, good. Hold on. Okay, but I'm just saying the Bahag says you don't have to repeat the Shalom Shmoneh Esrei because it's tirkel the tzibur. And that's what the Rambam brings. Usually, in Tosh Shatz, Kishum Ispala Belachash, Ani Omer, She'eno Chos, Ispala Pam, Shnim, and Beitorach Tzibur, and was like you said, it was in El Somech Al Tfila, Shispala Bekorum. Okay? He'll rely, it's a Tirchon Tzibur to make him say the whole Shmoneh Esrei over here. He'll rely on his loud Shmoneh Esrei.
Why did you say the Shmoneh
That's to get itself ready to
the whole thing is for practice.
Okay, but maybe, but it didn't practice well, so, I don't know. But that's his, but he makes a distinction again, the first three brachas, that's something different. Halacha Yud Beis in that same parak, in the Ram parak, Yud Kol Mokum, Shiachar Chozim Ispala Shat, Chozim Kol Mispala. Usually, this is talking about a different thing. Let's say the Chazan forgot Yalav Yavo in the Chazar Sashat. And nobody noticed until after he finished.
You don't know what the Bahag is talking about?
No, I think the Bahag is talking in his private Shmoneh Esrei.
But then the question...
Because the way he said it, he's going to say it again in his... it's the way the Rambam says. You're right, the Bahag could go either way. I hear that. Okay? But the Rambam covers both. Doesn't matter. Lamai said the Rambam brings both. Okay? He says, but if Shachrish or Rosh Chodesh, if the Shachrish or Rosh Chodesh is the Rambam, and there's a paragraph of Alachi Yudbeis in the Chatzil, if Shachrish Shatz, or Hiski Yalav Yabba, Ad Shishim Tzil, also nobody knows, everyone's asleep, or learning, hopefully, or something, I don't know, not paying attention. Ein Machzir, Zolim, Torach Tzibur. Okay, that's the Tichel Tzibur. Okay, and Hagos Maimon there in Osnem, B'chein Matzasi, B'chus Rashi. The Ha'ad Amar Talmud, even though Rashi in his Rashi Perish says one thing, but in the Tzulis Rashi says more like the Bahag. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, Eimach Zirin, so that's Dafka if you finish, but the question is, what if you go back to the, what if you didn't quite finish, you go back to Ritzay? No, that's a whole different discussion. These didn't appear in the Chostrila, in Shulchan Aruch, in Kufchav, Vav, Siv Gimel, and Siv Dalet, and I don't have to say it all over again. And the Shabur and Sivgat Nidzayin distinguishes it, where is he up to, and there's a difference in the first three brachas, the last three brachas, not to now. I just want to end. So again, what we've demonstrated is all about Tichel Tzibur. It's very interesting. I have here with me there's a sefer in the basement of Rashi called the Sefer HaPardes. Sefer HaPardes. Sefer HaPardes is not necessarily by Rashi, but from the basement of Rashi. Okay? So in this is, I think, the only copy that's around. It's a different work. There are four different things. There's also Sefer Orah. All kinds of things. Siddur Rashi is also a lot of, or there's a lot of Orah. But his is, Pardes is much more. Pardes is a traitor, all kinds of things. You know. But he quotes here, talks about saying Piyutim and Krovus and Yotzus, where's the Tichel Tzibur there? I mean, I remember when I was first married, my wife's sister lived in Elizabeth, and they say Yotzus on Yantav also, in the Shmoneh Esrei, they say Maravis at night also. It's a pretty lost art or lost practice around here.
Or lost
Tircha. Or lost Tircha, when you look at it. And the art school prints it in the shaded in gray, we always wonder, people ask me in my shul, when they're done with the art school, are we part of the most congregations, the many congregations, or the some congregations? Because they give you instructions. Many say this, some say that, people do this. Anyway, so the Rashi there talks about it. He says the reason why all these kovas, if you look carefully, some of the kovas, you notice, have halacha in it. Shabbos HaKadosh. The whole halacha. Namish halacha. I personally say it to my learned on Shabbos HaKadosh afternoon. The Yotzer from Shabbos HaKadosh morning. Yeah. So it's all dinner Pesach.
Okay. in poetic form.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So he says, you know why? Because in Tz'ein Regilin, I go Lidrash B'chol Mokom, was not always, the Rav and the Shuls couldn't always Darshan and so on, so they said these things as a means of learning the Dinim. Okay? But he says now that, nonetheless, you know, it's fallen away somewhat, but today we have drushes instead of piets, so there's reasons not to say piets. But anyway, I want to end with one interesting thing. We mentioned earlier Pasuk Ma'arav Torah, so I have a minute and a half mamish. If you look at Torah 62, another Pasuk in our, this is really why I was looking to say for piets, not focusing about the piets, but a little bit earlier, that was on page Reish Chav Ches in the standard edition. Here's on page Reish Yud Ches. He has an interesting thing. There is a Pasuk also in Haftar from the Shabbos, 62. Micha Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel. Ami Me'as Sixilucha Puma Helisicha Anevi. Kadosh Baruch Hu has the Navi sort of scream out to the people, "What bad did I ever do to you?" Okay, that's basically what it's saying. What? Yeah, my people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? I wore you out. That's Helisicha. I wore you out. Says the Yalkut Shimon in the Medrash, it's in the Psikta, it's Remez Tov Kuf Nun Dalet in the Yalkut Shimon and Micha Chelik Beis, Remez Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. Umar Lesicha, Omer Brecha, Moshe Lamelach Shashach Puz Dugma, Shalom Lamedina, Malsu B'nai Medina, Noklo So Paro, Shein V'Karo So V'Pach Avir B'Rez So V'Zeh. The king sent some sort of a document or something that they had to read, so when they read it, they saw the Pledge of Allegiance, whatever it was. They stood up, you know, and they made a big fuss about it, and Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hado Kriyashma Puz Dugma Shalihu. My sort of document is Kriyashma, right? Lo hitrachti aleichem. I wasn't matriach you. The lo amarki lochem shitu konosol lo om demal raglechem, the lo parmes rashechem, ele beshiv techo beveisecho, velech techo maderech. I gave you a break. You're standing, stay standing. You sit, you can sit. They are to your belech, and you say Kriyashma, whatever. I wasn't matriach you. That's the lotion. Lo hitrachti aleichem. So Rashi brings in the Sefer HaPardes to explain an interesting Gemara. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, now I'm finished. Last two sources. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tez Zayin Aleph, going over to Tez Zayin Tamid Beis. Gemara asks, strange Gemara, bottom of the page. V'Amar Yitzchak, Lama Token Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Yes, Lama Token, Rachman or Tukh. It's a good answer. It says in the Torah. So what kind of question is that? No, Ela Lama Marian. Why do we blow Chur? What do you mean? It's also in the Torah, right? Zichron Chur. So what's the problem? Ela Lama Token Marian Kishin Yoshin, the Token Rosh Hashanah owned him. Why do we have the Tkiz de Miyushin? Okay, which is what we call Tkiz de Miyushin. We stand for that too. But it's after Haftar, before Musaf. But it's before Musaf, those 30 colors. Why do we have that? And then again, we blow in the Shemoneh Esrei, some people only in the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, some people both in the silent and the repetition, and then we actually blow again at the end by Musaf, by Kaddish. Okay, well, what's going on? What's all this belongs to? That's a famous answer to the Arbiv HaSasotam, Rashi explains it, you know, they see that people love the mitzvah so much, he'll shut up, he won't prosecute, whatever that means. Okay, whatever, I'm not talking about that now. That's the sugi here. Rashi there in the Sefer HaPardes says a fascinating thing. He learns this Gemara. What was the Gemara's kasha? He says, the kasha, what do you mean? Well, what's the big deal to blow shofar? Why does Gemara ask, you know, lomos token shofar? What do you mean? So we blow extra sound shofar, big deal. He says, because the question is, loma token beis pamalo mitkiyash miyushas rachmal yatzanu, the loma arushana arushatrua, the lo lahatriyach esatzibur mitkiyash, the tirkhat tzibur. Mitkiyash shofar, it takes a while. But that's the Gemara's kasha. Okay, and then Rashi in the Sefer Pardes, he doesn't say that here in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, but in Sefer Pardes, Rashi says that the kasha of the Gemara, why do we have all these extra tekiyas, was a kasha of Tircha Tzimura. And then Rashi adds, after all, Shakadosh Baruch Hu ain't a matriach asat tzibur b'chdi, Kadosh Baruch Hu not matriach us for nothing, kid the amur p'sikta, that yalk p'tzimura, that p'sikta, amim, asisah ha'mel isicha ha'nebi, right? Parsha Kriyashma, asati l'chem amarati, etc., he quotes this whole thing. So maybe that's a mucker for the idea of Tirchah Tzibur, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not matriach us, so we shouldn't be matriach the Tzibur either. And so that touches on the question, there's a tshuva from the Stechemed, has in the end of the Stechemed, the last line has a collection of tshuvas called Michtav L'Chizkiyo. Michtav L'Chizkiyo. So in Simon Test, he raises the question related to Tirchah Tzibur, he clears whether the concept is Daraisa, the concept is Darabonon. So we've shown there could well be a Daraisa concept, unless, as Rav Asher Weiss writes like this, that there's a, maybe it's one of these derisas where it was left up to the concept is derisa, it was left up to Rabbanan to make the guidelines. Because otherwise, and I think that makes a lot of sense, because otherwise, you know, where do you draw the line? Okay, I personally never understood on Rosh Chodesh, I always had a problem with it. On Rosh Chodesh, you take off your tefillin before Musaf, they say, put the tefillin in a box, don't wrap it up. You know, it's right away into Musaf. It takes, how long does it take to wrap the tefillin? Not a minute, I don't know, 20 seconds? I
wrap faster than that.
Okay, that may be true also. But I'm just saying, you have to figure out where to draw the line. So the concept of, okay. So the Terech of the Tzibura, maybe the right concept, maybe it's up to Rabbanim to figure out the problem. I'm sorry, I went over. I hope it wasn't Terech of the Tzibura. Rosh Hashanah, good Shabbos.
Oh, okay.